calzone.
First, want to pray for Lucia, Sister Lucia. Her flight's been cancelled from Italy to Dublin. So let's put that before the Lord. And then also want to pray for Bradley. I think that's Brother Cheslin put that one. Maybe he's need Brother George. Okay. He needs a breakthrough. Okay. Also want to pray for Brother Greg's children. They're not well at home. So let's unite ourselves together. Let's agree as we pray. Father, as we approach unto you upon this evening, Lord, we thank you, Father, that we can come once again. What a privilege, what a blessing it is for us, Lord. And Father, we just want to draw nigh unto you, as you draw nigh unto us, to surrender ourselves into your hands. Because, Lord, we know that all things are possible. And Father, we look to you upon this evening, Lord, for these requests. Lord, you've been so faithful, Lord. Father, you're so mindful of your people. And Lord, each of these people, there's a sincerity in their request. Lord, they haven't sent these requests, Lord, because they don't believe in you. But even the fact, Lord, that they've asked us to put this before you shows, Lord, they know where their ultimate help comes from. We think of Sister Lucia, Lord. Father, there she is stuck in Italy. Father, we look unto you upon this day. Father, we think of Jonah, Lord, how you made a way for him when there was no way. And Father, we're thinking of the children of Israel, when you opened up the way when there was no way. And we're thinking of Joshua at the Jordan, Lord. Father, when you opened a way where there was no way. And Father, we just now bless our sister in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. That, Father, you will just open up the door for her. Father, Lord, let it be in a strange and an unusual way that she may come, Lord, and that she may testify that this was the goodness of the Lord. Father, this man Bradley needing a breakthrough. Father, even now as we come unto you in prayer, you know this man. You know his heart. Father, you know his circumstances and you know his situation. And Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for your glory, we send a word of deliverance to this man, Lord, that Father, even now, you will minister a breakthrough to him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, that Father, he will look back and say, surely the Lord has done something for me. Even Brother Greg's children, Lord, Father, I know he had loved to be with his family here upon this evening, Lord. Father, and to hear that they're not well, Lord, in your precious name, you know how faithful they are, Lord, Father, to be in your house and how they love you, Lord Jesus, at a young age. So, Lord, we send a word of healing to them as well upon this evening, Lord, in your name. And we bless them that all should be well with them. And, Father, for the service upon this evening as our brother would come, we pray your special hand of blessing upon him. We pray that, Lord, you will use our brother upon this night, Lord. We just pray that you'll continue from where you left us upon this morning. And Lord, take us higher and take us further and take us deeper. And Lord, Father, let us go from glory unto glory. Bless the song leader, bless the musicians, bless each brother and sister. Lord, may the quickening power be our portion upon this day. As some people's bodies would be tired, their minds would get tired. But Father, in your presence, we're never tired, Lord. So Father, we pray that, Lord, you would visit every single one as we wait upon you now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's sing that song, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Let's go back to simplicity. We'll sing it in the key of A. Amazing Grace. Amen.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound.
Let's sing from our hearts.
As if the wretch like me, I once was lost, but now am found. I was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that told my heart to pray, and grace my faith relieved. How precious did the grace for the hour that I first of God's praise than when we first began. Praise. Well, let's praise Him in the morning. Let's praise Him in the evening. Let's praise Him at noontime. Let's praise Him here and now. Praise God where you are. Praise for He's God. Praise God. Praise. You just praise Him. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Deeper, deeper in the school of wisdom. Let's shake off that slumber. I'm not saying we're sleeping. Let's shake it off. Let's clap your hands. Do what you can to get in the Spirit. When the Spirit gets a hold of you, you won't sleep. You'll enjoy the service. But if you let Morpheus sit on your head now, that's you gone. We'll see you. We'll leave you here for the night. I remember once, the pastor knows the story. We used to live, a lot of us, in a house. And we'd pray in the evening, read the Bible, pray, and go sleep. So we were together and we're praying, about 30 of us in a house. That's how it was. You know, and we're praying and we said amen, and the other brother was snoring. And he's sleeping. Everyone was doing their stuff. About an hour later, he got up and he said, "We ask this in Jesus' name, amen." So don't be like that brother tonight. Keep yourself up. Because when you're sleeping, you just say, "Pastor, this one here is sleeping. Amen." Hallelujah. Let's go.
Deeper, deeper. In the school of faith.
Amen.
Daily let me, Father, go. Higher in the school of faith. More of praise to. Oh, deeper, oh, deeper. Higher and higher. Precious holy word.
Amen. Deeper, deeper.
Deeper. Blessed Holy Spirit.
Take me further.
Stay. Life is wholly lost in Jesus and His perfect. Oh, deeper. Oh, deeper. Higher and higher every day. Wiser, 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 blessed. Oh, in thy precious holy.
Oh, deeper, though we cross our trials.
Deeper, though we cross our trials.
Deep root,
let me go. Holy love of Jesus, be fruitful. Oh, deeper, oh, deeper, higher, 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 higher every day. Wiser and wiser, blessed. Oh, in thy precious hope. Conflict in me is far. Oh, find me conquer in His own image, perfected at. Oh, deeper, oh, deeper exalted, higher, higher and higher, wiser, wiser. Blessed Lord, in thy precious hope.
One more time, deeper, deeper, Father, with you, oh, deeper,
yeah, God. It's a highway to heaven. Man can go up there, but the pure in heart needs a highway to heaven. Walking up the gate. If you're not walking, if you're not walking, start while I'm talking. Oh yeah, walking up the King's highway. Start. Yes, sir. Oh, walking up the King's highway. It's a highway. It's a highway to heaven. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. But the pure in heart is a highway to heaven. Walking up the gate. Highway gets brighter. Highway gets brighter. Oh, as I'm walking up the King's highway. Oh, yes. There's a blessing walking up the King's highway. It's a highway, it's a highway to heaven. Oh yes, let's go up there. But the pure in heart, it's a highway to heaven. Walking up the King's highway.
Amen. Right, let's slow down. We're stuck for time. Touch your people once again. Let's sing it from our hearts. Touch your people once again. And if you sing and we sing, God will touch the brother or sister next to you. He'll even touch those that aren't here. Amen.
We need wisdom. We need power. True love for each other. We have had so many big and empty words. So we come before your face, asking for your grace. Take your people to a state of fruitful life. Restore your church again.
Let's sing it from our hearts now.
Oh, touch your people once again. Oh, with your precious holy hands, we pray. Say your kingdom shine upon this earth through a living, glorious church.
Authority
and power, may your King be rushing wind blowing. Oh, touch your people once again. Oh, you see your tired servants, broken, wounded soldiers. Oh, how much we need your precious healing hands. We need the power of the cross. That's the only source for us. When we stand up, facing final battle cry. Restore your church again. Oh, touch your people. Touch your people once again. Oh, with your precious holy hands, we pray. Through all living, glorious church. Oh, not for temporary needs. Oh, but to restore authority in power. Let your mighty rushing wind blow in. Oh, touch your people once again. The center, Jesus. Today I make a brand new start. You said, Lord, you said you need me there. That place, the secret hidden place, God's church, God's church. Against us, we'll stay. We'll stay in the center of His will, right there in God's perfect place. You are the center of my. You are the center. You, my Lord, today.
Is He the center of your life?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I believe we are happy that we can be in the church of God and in this house of God. And don't, Brother George, don't put it away. You will play, okay? Praise the Lord. It's a great privilege for me to be once again in Ireland. And I really love you from the bottom of my heart. You stayed in my heart. And I see, I believe the last time I was here was 2017. Maybe 5-6 years passed by, and I remember Rachel being so small and the other ones being smaller, but you know, the time's going on, amen? There is a new generation coming up, but the same God that touched the previous generation, we have a promise He will touch another one and another one. As long as we are here, we have a promise in the scripture that we will not be left behind, amen? We are children of God. We are sons and daughters of the living God. And I believe we gathered here for a purpose. Do you believe it, young people? We didn't gather here just in vain. Just to listen to Brother Chesson or to Daniel or to whoever will be standing here. But brothers and sisters, we are here to hear from the Lord. I believe He is the center of our life. And if He is not the center of your life, you better be sure that He is. Because this world is falling apart. you know, we live in Poland and just across the border there are, you know, bombs flying and we never thought it would be so close. Amen. It's affecting all the world. But brothers and sisters, we received the message from the Almighty God. It wasn't William Branham. He was just a vessel. Amen. But it was the fulfillment of the Malachi 4:5. Hallelujah. Someone came in the spirit of Elijah to restore us back to the faith of the fathers. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I would like us to sing a few songs just before we go on. And I love young people because I still feel I'm young. When I look into the mirror, I'm losing my hair. When I look at my children, you know, my wife tells me, hey, you're not young anymore. We are middle age. I said, honey, I better call myself I'm young. Because a good confession makes good for your flesh and makes good for your heart. So can you do me a favor, young people? Can you move just one? It's an empty row here. Can you move just one row forward? I love when young people are closer. So I hope you don't mind. You will still love me? Okay, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But you know, where there is a presence of God, there is a liberty. There is a liberty under the Holy Spirit. And I just have a very simple subject tonight. The Lord was coming back and coming back. And I believe it's for tonight. And we'll just be very simple. We were blessed this morning. Were you blessed this morning? The power of transformation. It's already working. Amen. I just felt like Brother Chesney should go on and go on. You know, he was throwing a bomb after bomb. And that's why we gathered here. To bomb Satan. Amen. To bomb Satan in our lives. You know, sometimes we think, well, okay, Satan is somewhere. No, he is more closer to you than you think. He wants to get on your head. He wants to go with you on school to school. Amen. He wants to destroy your joy. He wants you to be unhappy. He wants you to think that this camp is not for you. He wants you to think this message is not for you. But aren't you happy for the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is telling you it's for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Higher, 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 higher. Lift Jesus higher. Do you love that song? It's a simple song. But let's just worship the Lord. Amen. Let's just invite Him. Amen. Let's put away the doubting thoughts and let's get into the worship. Amen.
Cast your burden
and to Jesus, for He cares for you.
Cast your burden
and to Jesus, for He cares for you. Higher, 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 higher. Lift Jesus higher,
higher, higher,
higher, higher, higher, higher, higher. Higher, higher, lift Jesus. Lower, lower,
lower, lower, lower, lower, lower, lower, lower, lower.
Friend, faith, and lower. Amen.
Lower, 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 lower.
Friend, faith, cast your burden,
cast your burden
unto Jesus, for He cares for you.
Cast your burden,
amen,
unto Jesus, for He cares.
Oh, higher, 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 higher,
higher,
your
hands.
Higher, higher, lift Jesus. Higher, 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 higher. Oh, higher, higher, lift Jesus. Higher, lower, lower,
lower, lower, lower, lower, lower.
Lower, lower, faith and lower. Oh, lower, lower,
lower, lower, lower, lower, lower,
faith and lower. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift Jesus higher in your life. Amen. He will make your life prosper. There is one African song that I love to sing, and I'm going to teach it to you, okay? You know that song. Give me a key of C or E. No, you. G. Hakuna wakaita sa Jesus. Hakuna wakaita sa Jesus. Hakuna wakaita sa Jesus. Haku, hakuna wo.
Oh, hakuna wo.
Hakuna wakaita sa Jesus. Hakuna wakaita sa Jesus. Wakaita sa Jesu, aku, aku nao.
Oh, manya, manya,
manya, manya, kwese, kwese,
da
tenderera, kwese, kwese,
da
tenderera, kwese, kwese, aku, aku nao. There's no one like Him. Oh, there's no one like Him.
Oh, like Jesus.
There's no one like Him.
Oh, I searched
all over, over, over. I looked all over, over, over. I searched all over, over, over. There's no one like Him. There's no one like Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is no one like our Jesus, brothers and sisters. Young people, there is no one like Him. Amen. You know, you can search all over. You can go to, some entertainments that Satan is giving to you. But there is no one like our Jesus. Praise the Lord. And everybody feeling good?
Amen.
Amen. Can I see your hands? Do you feel good? You had a good time. Good day. Amen. I really appreciate Brother Andrew and his spirit. You know, we've been friends for years. And he has been a blessing to me. You know, whenever I looked at him, he was always smiling. I think he never is sad. And maybe Sister Gitana knows him a little bit better. But anyhow, we love Brother Andrew and I love Brother Wilmer and all the brothers here. You know, we are in the same fight. Can you say amen? And I believe we gathered here for a purpose. You know, it's not just another camp. It's not just another meeting. But I believe we are getting so close to the coming of the Lord that I believe that with every step that we take, we must be serious where we are standing. And that is my desire, that the Lord would become more and more real to you. So while we're standing, let's just open our Bibles. And forgive me, English is not my native language. So if I stumble over some words, you take what I think, okay? But praise the Lord, I bring you greetings from our church, and they are praying for you also. They're praying for these meetings, and we're really thankful to the Lord for everything what He's doing in our lives. Aren't you happy? You know, you could be somewhere else this evening, but you are here. And there is a reason why you are here. Because God never does anything without a purpose. He has a purpose in His what He's doing. Amen. Sometimes we say, I'll do this and I'll do that, but it's only our words. And then we forget. Then we sleep it off, you know, and it slips out of our minds and we don't do what we promised. But our God we serve. He gave promises in the Bible and He will keep the promises. So He said, yeah, where two or three are gathered in My name. And we didn't gather here in Brother Andrew Mayer's name. Amen. Or Daniel Mazur or Brother Cheslin. We gathered here in Jesus' name. So according to His scripture, according to the promise, where is Jesus today? He's here among us. He's closer than you think. Amen. He knows your troubles. He knows your heart. He knows where you are, what you are going through. Maybe your father and mother doesn't know, but God knows. That's the God we serve. He's interested in you. Praise the Lord. I want to read a very familiar scripture from Psalm 42, verse 1 and 2. I want to take a little subject. It's just one word. And I trust it will be a blessing. Maybe it will be a shorter service, but I just feel to preach that, because I believe that's how God is operating. And I trust the Lord will draw a picture in your heart or place something that you will recognize how God is working. I want to preach about thirst, just the thirst. You know, it's just a small, simple word, but it is a powerful word. You know, thirst itself is a very powerful thing. And I'm going to prove it to you by the scripture. Amen. David is saying here in Psalm 42, he said, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Can you say amen? You know, David caught a revelation of what the thirst is. Amen. He said, when a deer is wounded, and you know, he wants to save his life, so he must get into the water and drink a fresh drink from the cold water. It will stop the bleeding. Amen. It will cause the wound to close, and his life will be saved. So this was placed in that deer by the Almighty Father. Amen. The creator of heaven and earth, he created it like this. So when he got a wound, the enemy wounded him. He knew, I have to get to the water brooks. That's why David is saying, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Amen. Amen. If in the creation of God it's working like that, how much more about our souls? And that's what I am talking to. I'm not talking to your flesh. I want to talk to your soul. Praise the Lord. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. How many of you can raise up your hand today and say together with David, my soul, my heart is thirsting for you, God. I want more of you. I want more of you in my marriage. I want more of you in my life. I want to dedicate my life more to you. I want to give you my time. Amen. I want to give you my praises. That's what God is longing for. For the living God. So he's not a dead God. But David is describing, the God I serve is a living God. He was alive in a David's time. He is alive in 2023. In Dublin or in Avoca. Avoca? Praise the Lord. When shall I come and appear before God? And let's open one more scripture from Matthew. Matthew chapter 6. chapter 5, verse 6. Amen. Praise the Lord. Aren't you happy for the scripture? Yes. For the word of God. Amen. It is transforming us, as Brother Cheslin was saying. Amen. Yes, there is a power of transformation. But remember, God is hidden and revealed in simplicity. So never look for him somewhere far away, unreachable, untouchable. He's much closer to us. That's why the message came. It brought God closer to the people. Amen. Amen. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. Let's read it one more time. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Let's close our eyes. Heavenly Father, we come to you once again. Lord, we read your word and we believe this word, Father. Lord, we thank you for the thirst and hunger that you placed inside of us, Father. Lord, and help us today. Move me out of the way, Father, and quicken this little thought that you placed upon my heart. Let it be for someone here, Father. If there is anyone that needs you more in their lives, let the Holy Spirit minister to them, Father. Let the presence of God be with us, Father, so that we can make one step forward to you, Lord, to give to you our lives, Father, and everything what we have, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. You may be seated. God is wonderful, and I am so thankful. It will be a part of my testimony. You know, I grew up in the Message family, and my father was one of the first to receive the Message back in 1968 when it came to from Germany to us. And the first thing they recognized, you know, that there is a true baptism, that you know they were baptized in the titles in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. But then, you know, they saw it so clearly when they started to read the Message that there is only one name. There is only one name of our God that we serve. Amen. The Jehovah of Old Testament is the Lord Jesus Christ of the New Testament. And His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Father is not the name. You know, the Son is not the name. But the name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Before that name, every knee shall bow. Amen. There is a power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So he got baptized. And the moment he was baptized, you know, the church that he was going, they didn't want to have fellowship with him. So they kicked him out. But you know, when they kicked him out, the Lord prepared someone that was ready to receive it also. And they started together in homes. So God will always take care of you, young people. He will never leave you. Amen. Amen. Even when you stand for Him, He will stand for you. Amen. When you think that you are alone, you are not alone. Amen. God will give you someone. Amen. Amen. Because God is interested in you. Yes. Do you believe that? Amen. Esther, God is interested in you. Amen. Young people, you know, I always love to mingle with young people. You know, it makes me feel young. Amen. Because I'm young. I hope my wife is not watching. But praise the Lord, we are all young in the spirit. When I look at Brother George, you know, he doesn't age. He's all the time the same Brother George. You know, alive and happy and praise the Lord. That's how God's made him. Amen. And we thank the Lord for Brother George. Every one of us is different. You know, I am a little bit emotional person. So if I do things a little bit different today than you are used to, I'm just Daniel Mazur, you know. I just can't help. I love the simplicity of God. I love how God is working. Amen. That's why this subject was coming back and coming back to me. How powerful is the thirst that God placed inside of us. Amen. You know, and Satan wants to tell you that it's a very complicated thing. You know, and I want to, let's take a natural thirst. You know, Brother Branham said it's a control tower in you. I want to read you a little quote. You know, Brother Branham said, that's how God made you. He placed something inside of you. And that's simply something what God has given to us. Desire for something. So gives it as a control tower on the inside of you. So you know, when you are naturally thirsting, what you do? Amen. You drink water. Really, you do here in Dublin. You drink water, right? Yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, we never even think about it. Amen? Amen. When you are thirst, you don't even you don't sit on your. Can I borrow the seat? You don't sit in the home, you know, and in your chair in your room and say, my goodness, I'm thirsty. My tongue is dry. My lips are dry. What I'm going to do? You know, I don't know. I'm going to die maybe. You call your friend and you say, hey, I'm thirsty. I don't know what to do. We don't do that, young people. You don't do that. But what you do? You take a water. Amen. You go to the kitchen. You go wherever water is. Amen. You have to go to the place where the water is. You don't go to the garage. Maybe you don't go to a living room. Why? Because the water tap is not there. But you know, in the kitchen, hallelujah, in the kitchen, in the bathroom, there is a little tap. And you know, Satan is trying to come to you and he will say, oh, it's very complicated. Now, you know, the thirst that you have, it's not so easy to quench. You don't know all the things, how it works in your body, do you? I don't know. You don't know. And he wants to tell you it's very complicated. You will never quench that thirst. But aren't you happy that God placed the control tower in you? You just simply thirst. Amen. You don't die because you are thirsty. And you said, oh, I need a drink of a fresh water. and someone gives you a bottle of water and you just unpack it or unscrew it and say, Satan, you can tell me whatever you want. I'm going to drink now. Ah, I want to ask you a question. Was it complicated? It's not. We all do that. Amen? In Zima's families, in Wilmore's families, children. Amen? When you are thirsty, you take water and you drink. Praise the Lord. So the thirst is a control tower. It tells you your body needs something. Do you understand? God made you this way, so that you will not die. Amen. He placed it in you as a control tower. Amen. And you simply go where the water is and unscrew that bottle. Amen. Praise the Lord. You do it by faith. You don't even know, but you do it by faith. So there is a faith in you that there is a water in bathroom or wherever water is. You don't stand before the tub and say, hey, no, what if the water is not there? You don't do that. You have faith. Is this the water?
Amen.
Amen. That's how simple it is.
Amen.
I'm sorry, brothers. It's a very simple subject, but I just had it on my heart.
Hallelujah.
You know that it's so simple, but it's so true and so great. Amen. It can quench something that you had for hours. Amen. And when you drink of water, it's like that deer. It's like what David was saying. Oh, like the deer is panting or desiring the water when he's wounded. So my soul is desiring you, God. So David is saying God made us in his likeness. How many of you can understand that? Can agree with that? You know, in Genesis, when God was created heaven and earth, you know, he created stars and he created moon and the sun. He created all the living creatures. He created the mountains. Amen. He created island. Can you say amen? And he said in island, there'll be such a green grass like nowhere in the world. Brother and sisters, when I was flying over island, that's what always astonished me. Such a green grass, such a deep color. Amen. God made it so that you can enjoy it, so that you can look at it. And someone said a green color, it's calming your nerves. So you are such a peaceful people here. Amen. You have no troubles. God placed you almost in a paradise. Hallelujah. But it was our Heavenly Father. Amen. He was created all the things that we see around us. He created all the living creatures. Amen. All the animals he created. But the crown of his creation, he wanted to create someone in his likeness. The way God is, amen, he created man in his own image. Praise the Lord. He created you in the image of God. So if God created you in his image, he placed something in you to desire for him, to thirst for him. That's how man is created, to thirst for God. Because God is the one that created you. And Satan, he wants to pervert that desire.
Yes, sir.
He wants to place something, you know, instead of it. You know, not the original thing, but some fake things. Amen?
Amen?
He wants to give you some sports or some fashion or attraction in the world. Amen? Some music.
Yeah.
Some, you know, music star or football star, you know, you know how the people, they want to be like them, you know. They want to wear a hat like, they want to pose like them, you know. And they have heroes. You know, a football hero or a singer hero. Amen. And they want to dress like them and walk like them and smile like them and eat like them and become like them. But we have another hero. Our hero is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because all those heroes, they might earn millions of pounds. But one day they're gonna die. Amen. One day they're gonna die and they will forget about them. Amen. But brothers and sisters, we are sons and daughters of the living God. When someone tells you about our hero, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, when you will receive him to your heart, you cannot die anymore. Aren't you happy for that? People are looking for a, you know, a cream to put on and look young all the life. They would pay, you know, millions of dollars if someone would invent that to put the wrinkles off. Brother Cheslin has no wrinkles. Amen. Sister, Brother Cheslin is a nice man. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you love Brother Cheslin? Jesse, sorry. Do you love Brother Jess? Amen. Amen. The sister in the green said yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But you know, if someone would invent something that would prolong the life of people here on earth, amen, 20 years more or 30 years or they are willing to pay a lot of money for it. Amen. But here, the Word of God, our God, is presenting to you an elixir, a living water, something, amen, that will make you live eternally. He is telling you, you never come from Ireland. You don't come from Poland. You don't come from Zimbabwe. You don't come from Kenya or wherever you are from. You come from God, and you are on the way back to God. You were just born here. You were trapped in this body. But I place the thirst inside of you, a desire after me. Amen. And God is a redeemer, brothers and sisters. Amen. Young people, God wants to redeem you back. Amen. To take you back where you once were. Amen. You cannot go back to Ireland unless you were first in Ireland before. Amen. The very sentence, redeeming back, it means that you were there before. Amen. And that's why the message came. Amen. That's why we had a prophet in this generation. Because the people forgot who they are. And he said, just before the end, I will send the prophet Elijah to restore us back to the faith of the fathers. So that we will know who we are. Amen. So that we will not live under our privileges. But we will take a privilege of who we are. You know, sons of God, young people, Satan cannot hold you. He is trying to. He's sending thoughts. Maybe he's saying, you know, this message is not for you. Maybe he's saying, you know, this camp is not for you. Maybe you didn't want to go to this camp, but somebody, you know, took you. Maybe your parents or your pastor or someone, you know, told you, let's go. But, you know, you are here for the purpose. Can you say amen? You are here for the purpose. How many of you had a desire to come here? Amen. Can I see your hands? Inner desire, something in you that you wanted to be in this place. May God bless you. Amen. According to the scripture that we have read, we are already blessed. Amen. Because blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness of God. Because they will be fed. Amen. Hadassah, they will be fed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't it wonderful? That's the God we serve. He is a wonderful God. He's almighty, but he's so simple. You know, Brother Branham said in one message, he said, I'm going to read it to you. I would have received Jesus Christ when I was 12 years old. But there was a spirit that hung over me, and that spirit was saying, wait a little bit longer, you have time. You know, we live in another time. This is another year, but the spirits don't die. Can you say amen? The spirit is still operating. You know, and he will not tell you not to go to the church, not to go to the camp. But while you are there, he will tell you, you have time for tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow. You have time. You're too small. You don't understand all things. But we are not here to understand all things. We are here to believe all things. Because we are believers. Amen. We are Christians. And we don't go by what we see. We go by faith. And faith is revelation. And God is the giver of the revelation. Praise the Lord. Satan is only going according to what he sees. That's why when he sees a weakness in you, oh, he's a smart guy. He knows how to anoint that little spot. He knows how to come and say, you see, didn't I tell you? You know, you are a very weak, I didn't know where I put my handkerchief. Oh, it's in my pocket. You see, I'm getting older. Praise the Lord. But you know, Satan is a very smart guy. He would come and he would take your weak spot and he will anoint it. He will tell you, he will send thoughts one by one. How many of you have been in that situation? But the prophet of God, he said, maybe you cannot stop from these birds to fly over your head, but you can do something about it. He said, you don't have to allow them to make a nest upon your head. Amen. You have a right to say, get behind me, Satan. I am a daughter of God. I am a son of God. I am here to purpose to serve you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Satan, you will not stop me. I will sing praises to the Lord anyhow. I will say amen anyhow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Like the natural water, he placed the control tower in you to thirst. Amen. And you come and thirst. And I don't know where the water comes. I don't know how it works in my body. You know, I didn't study that, how it transforms into my blood and quench the thirst that I have. But it does. Does it for you too?
Amen.
When you drink, the thirst is quenched.
Exactly.
Brother and sister, that's the natural water. How about spiritual water?
Amen.
We are created in the likeness of God.
Amen.
And God created us to thirst after Him. Amen. So you might be searching all your life, but only God can quench the thirst that you have in your life.
Amen.
Only He can do that. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. There are no things in the world. There are no music, no stars or heroes that can do that. Only the Lord Jesus Christ. He will satisfy your soul. He will bring or give a purpose to your life. He will make you to smile. He will make you to have peace in your heart. He will lead your life. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm going to prove it to you that is the truth. You know, some natural things, some little things that comes our way. You know, sometimes we don't even realize it is placed there by God Himself to lead us to a higher purpose. Amen?
Amen.
You know the life story of Brother Branham, and I told you I'll be very simple. But you know, he always had a desire to go west. How many of you remember that? Amen. He always was talking, you know, I love cowboys, you know, and he said when he was a little, teenager, he bought these chaps, you know, this with writing Arizona, you know. He was living on the east coast of America, but he really had a longing to go west, you know, to be a cowboy and to be a rider and to put a hat on his head and these chaps and, you know, to be a real cowboy, you know, to go and, you know, that was a desire in him. Amen. He desired to go there and you know, he had his siblings and he would set them on a fence and he wanted to be a rider, you know, so he would take his old horse out and his horse was barely moving, you know, but Brother Branham would get on that horse and he would ride on that old horse and he would say, hey, I am a rider. I am a cowboy.
Amen.
Amen. There was a desire in him to go west. Amen. And he loved it. He dreamed about it. Oh, praise the Lord for that. But one day when he grew up older, you know, he liked to go to rodeo to look the show there, how they real cowboys, you know, they go and ride on those horses, wild horses. So he was watching. You know, he was there on one of these rodeos and they took one of these wild horses, and I believe his name was Kansas Outlaw. And you know, he was a real horse. He was so wild, a couple of people were holding him. Amen. It wasn't this old horse that he had back home. You know, that's how Satan is. Amen. He's a real Satan. And I want you to recognize that. He's really busy working. He wants to take your time. He wants to take your energy. He wants to take, you know, everything what you have and just pervert it. Amen. You know, Brother Branham, he was riding on a horse back home, but it was an old horse, you know, and sometimes you think, oh, this old devil, but the devil is real. Amen. We can see the effects it is having upon the people. It's twisting the life of the people. Amen. It makes them do things that you would never think they could do that. Who is it? It's Satan. He's a real wild man. Amen. Like this wild horse, Kansas outlaw. So when, you know, and some, there was a man, you know, that was going with a $100 bill. And he said, if someone can get on that horse and be there for 10 seconds or I don't know how long, I will give him a $100 bill. And Brother Branham was there and he was all the time longing to be a rider. And here comes this man and said, are you a rider? And what Brother Branham said, no, sir. He thought he is, amen. There was a desire in him to go west, to be a real rider. But you know, he was so sad, he was so discouraged that it didn't work in his life. Yeah. But brothers and sisters, aren't you happy that he was not born to be a rider? There was a desire in him to go west. But you know, he thought it's to be a cowboy, but it wasn't for that purpose. Amen. One day he was supposed to go west. To meet with the angels. Hallelujah. Because God had a ministry for him. Aren't you happy for that? A simple desire to go west. But Satan wanted to twist it. Amen. Satan wanted to tell him, you will be a cowboy. You will be a rider. Amen. But he wasn't fit. He wasn't fit to be a rider. Because he was born as the prophet of God. Amen. It was your prophet. Amen. He had another commission. God sent him to the west to meet with the constellation of seven angels. Amen. To go to Sabino Canyon to receive the king's sword. Hallelujah. To bring a message to you. And now we read the message and it's a heavenly manna for us. It gives us faith. Amen. It is transforming us. Hallelujah. He brought the transformation power to us because he was obedient to that simple call that God called in his life. Amen. But until, I want you to see that until even Brother Branham found what is the purpose of his calling or all his life. You know, he was wandering there and he was wandering there. But the Holy Spirit led him the right direction. Amen. Aren't you happy the Holy Spirit is leading you the right direction? Amen. You are here for the purpose. Amen. He loves you. Amen. He wants to reveal that purpose in your life. And that's why we are here for. He still remains the same God. If you had a desire to come here, God has a more plan for you in your life. Praise the Lord for that. I'm so happy. You know, Brother Branham, another little example. You know, they called him a sissy boy. You know, he never drank, he never smoked, and one day he was there out with some girl and some company, and you know, everybody was saying, "Oh, Billy, you're just a sissy. You know, you're not drinking, you're not smoking." And they gave him a cigarette to smoke, and he just took it. But you know, he heard the same voice when he was passing that tree there. There was a voice, don't smoke, don't drink, don't defile your body in any way. Amen. Don't defile your life in any way. Because I have a ministry, I have a purpose in your life, in the future. I'm going to reveal it to you. So who was taking care of that purpose? It was God himself.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You are not able to keep yourself, but God is able to keep you. And he brought you to this camp. Amen. You are here. You can worship the Lord. You can hear the word of God. And you hear it for the purpose. Hallelujah. Because you were created to receive that spiritual water. Hallelujah. Aren't you happy for that? One time, Brother Branham, he was, you know, as a young teenager, you know, he was with this teenage company. And there was this Mexican girl, you know, they were doing a dance. And when a girl liked the boy, you know, she would come and she would drop a handkerchief before him, you know, and it means like he's asking him to dance with her. You know, so this Mexican girl, she came and she liked, you know, Brother Branham, she liked Billy, and she dropped a handkerchief before him, and you know, he wasn't made for that. You know what he said? He didn't dance. He said, "You dropped your handkerchief." They all laughed at him. And you know, he didn't understand it. He was discouraged. He said, "I cannot even enjoy this world." But he was not made for that. Amen. Aren't you happy for that? He wasn't made for that. He had another calling. Much higher calling. Amen. Not only to dance, a worldly dance. Amen. Not only to be a rider. Not only to, you know, wear a hat and be a good cowboy. He was the prophet of God. He had a commission in his life. Amen. And that's how God made him. He was thirsting for something. And he had constantly that thirst in his life, in his heart. He didn't feel complete until he met with the pillar of fire. Praise the Lord. It gave a meaning in his life. Amen. When he was in the cave, the angel of the Lord came to him. Amen. How many of you remembers that? He gave his heart to the Lord and he was searching for the purpose in his life. And there in the cave, the angel of the Lord came to him. And he said, you will be praying for kings and you will be praying for multitudes of people. And if you will make the people to believe you, even cancer will not be able to stand in your way. Aren't you happy for that? If you will make people to believe, and I will give you two signs. Amen. And these two signs were given to him as Moses had those signs. Our prophet had those signs. Brothers and sisters, we serve Almighty God. He is fulfilling his word, his promise for this day. And we are here, another people. We also have a thirst in our life. Amen. And Satan wants to pervert that. Satan wants to satisfy it with the worldly things. But you will never find the satisfaction unless you receive the Lord Jesus Christ. He will satisfy your life. He will always lift you up. Aren't you happy for that? The Holy Spirit is a comforter. You know what the comforter means? You know what it means? What is your name? Benjamin. Can you help me here? Is it all right? You know what comforter means? It's not the tormentor. You know, it's not the tormenting you. You know, you're not a good boy. Oh, you will never make it. You know, the Holy Spirit is a comforter. And a comforter thinks, you know, when you are weak, he will tell you, don't worry. You are strong. Yeah. Benjamin, you can make it. You are a son of God. There is something in you that God placed in you before the foundation of the world. Don't you worry. Maybe you don't understand all things, but just believe me. And when you believe me, I will make your life prosper. And when you will be so down, you will not be able to walk, I will carry you. That's what comforter will do. I will carry you through the problems. I will give a meaning to your life. Maybe your parents were telling you about the Lord. Maybe they were telling you about the message of the hour and you don't understand all, but I am here to carry you. I am here to reveal the word of God to you. You know, today we live in an intellectual world. Everything you have in your smartphone. You know, I don't know how it works, but you know, an Apple company, you know, they invented Apple phones and Siri. You can ask Siri. How to make a cheesecake, and the Siri will tell you. Amen? That's the world we're living in. Intellectual age. Amen? They need to know everything, and it's so easy to accessible, you know. And if you don't understand it, people don't believe it. Amen? If it's not touchable, they would not believe it. Only what the people see, they think that's the real thing. Brothers and sisters, young people, the Bible tells us the opposite. And I believe that's what Brother Cheslin said, or that the things we don't see, they are more real than the things that we see. Amen. You know, you think you have a good car and it's fancy Land Rover, you know, and it has a clear automatic AC and you know, moving seats, you know, the mirrors moving, and you can see, oh, what a fancy car I have. Wait, my brother, I will come after 20 years and I will ask you the same question. Where is your car? Amen? The rust got over that. Amen? It's got older. It got damaged. The things that used to work properly, they are not working anymore properly because everything is decaying. Amen? The things that we see, they will fall apart one day. But the things we don't see, they are eternal. Amen? How many of you know that there is a wind? Is the wind a real thing? Young people, How do you know it's real? How do you know it's real? That the wind is real? Do you know that the real? Do you believe the wind is real? How do you believe? Because he's blowing. Come on. You go and you go outside. You go on the top of the mountain and you can't see it, but it's blowing. You feel it. It's blowing, and it's blowing so strong. So it's unseen, but it's very real. And it's only the wind. How much more our Lord Jesus Christ? We cannot see it, but we see the effects of His work in the lives of the people. Some of them were maybe drug addicts. Some of them were maybe smoking. Amen. But they are today here. They are serving the Lord. They don't drink no more. They don't smoke no more. Before they received something what quenched their thirst, it was the Lord Jesus Christ. One day they said, Lord, come to my life. Come to my heart. I want to serve you the best I can. And the Comforter took a hold of you. And He was starting to lead you in your life. Praise the Lord. The same way how He was leading the prophet. Amen. He sent him west, not to be a cowboy, but to be a revealer. To be the prophet. To reveal to him the seven seals. Amen. To meet with the seven angels. Praise the Lord. Isn't God wonderful? But that's what Satan wants to do. He wants to make it so hard. He wants to make it so complicated. The thirst in your life, oh my, it's very complicated. You can never quench that thirst. But when Brother Jesse is thirsting, here is the water. You don't have to drink. But here is the water. And Brother Jesse would drink, amen? I would drink.
Amen.
And I say, amen. Thank you, Lord. I want to ask you a question. Can we do this same thing spiritual way? Whatever your need is, maybe you have questions in your mind, but maybe the Holy Spirit is working in your heart and He's telling you there is something real in this message. There is something real in this place where I am today. I came here for the purpose, and Lord, I want to give you my life. I want to give you my hands. I want to give you my feet. I want to give you everything what I have. Is that your desire? Praise the Lord. You know, God always works like that. You know, one day there was a Samaritan woman. And we know her life was no good. You know, she had many husbands and her life was ruined. And she even didn't want it to come to draw water in the same time as all the other girls. Because she was ashamed of her life. But aren't you happy that the God we serve, the circumstances we are in will not hinder Him.
Amen.
Our depression will not hinder Him.
Amen.
Our, you know, sinful life will not hinder Him. He looks beyond the flesh. He looks beyond your spirit. He looks in your heart. Amen. Because before the foundation of the world, He placed His seed inside of you. Benjamin, He placed His seed before the foundation of the world into your heart.
Yeah.
The Almighty God was thinking and He knew about this meeting that we will have. Do you believe it?
Yes, sir. Amen.
He saw that we will be here.
Amen.
Because He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Thank you, brother.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He knew all about us. Amen.
Amen.
He knew your life.
Yeah.
He knew you will be here. And He knew He had a confidence in you.
Amen.
That one day, when the message will be preached to you, something in your heart will answer. Hallelujah!
Amen.
And you will say, yes, Lord, come to my life. Make life, my life prosper. Amen.
Amen.
I want to give it to you. My anxiety, my troubles, I want to give it to you. And our Lord Jesus Christ is the best exchange office.
Amen.
Do you have exchange offices here in the bank? You come with the, I don't know, US dollars, and they will give you equivalent of euros.
Yeah.
Amen? Or I come with Czech crowns, and I go to the exchange office, and they will give me equivalent of what I gave in euros. But brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus Christ, He's the best exchange office.
Yeah.
He said, give me the spirit of heaviness, and I will give you joy.
Yeah.
Give me those ashes. Something that is nothing. You're just in the bottom line of your life, the lowest point, and I will give you beauty for ashes. Isaiah said that. Amen. Don't you want it in your life? Such a wonderful exchange office. He will give it to you. He's right here. He promised He will be here. Where two or three are gathered in My name, He's now here. And when He's moving around you, He wants you to open your heart and say, yes, Lord, come into My heart. Reveal Your word more to me. Amen. Make it more real. I want to be a real daughter of God. I want to be a real son of God. These that I desire in your heart. Do you want to raise up your hand and say, Lord, here am I. May God bless you. May God bless you, young ones. May the Lord bless you. May the Holy Spirit works there. Amen. Satan wants to tell you that, you know, there is nothing in this message, but this message came because of you.
Amen.
This message came to call you out, to take you by the hand and say, you are My son.
Hallelujah.
George, now you will not be out there in the world. You will be here serving Me.
Glory.
You will play the guitar and you will sing higher, 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 higher. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. And it made him happy. It gave him a wonderful wife and two kids.
Amen.
Two or three kids? How many? Three. Four. My goodness.
More coming.
More coming. Wow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's happy father. Amen. You know, my greatest joy was when my children gave their hearts to the Lord. Amen. Because, you know, this is something that makes you real. Amen. It gives meaning to your life.
Amen.
And it quenches the desire that you are always, you know, looking for something. Maybe this will satisfy me. Maybe the music will satisfy me. Maybe the fashion will satisfy me. Maybe the smartphone will satisfy me. Maybe Siri will satisfy me. It will not. It will not. But the God of heaven, our Heavenly Father, He said, just receive Me. Just open your heart. You don't have to understand all, but just receive Me when I am moving here. When someone is preaching, receive Me to your heart. And I will make your life grow. Saints of God, young people, it is a process. Amen. Do you think that the disciples understood the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, there was a Matthew, he was a tax collector, and he was very good with the money, you know, and money, money, money. Like today, people, you know, money, money, money. So he was counting the money, he was taking taxes, and here comes this strange man. The Lord Jesus is passing by, and he said, Matthew, come and follow Me. Benjamin, come and follow Me. Follow Me. Follow Me. Amen. And Matthew started to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There was power in His word. Can you say amen? You know, Matthew was a tax collector all his life. But when this man was passing by, he knew that Matthew is one of his sons. And when the message of the hour came, the Lord Jesus knew, hallelujah, there is a predestinated seed here. Praise the Lord. That's why you answered to the call. Because you had a seed inside of your heart. And a transformation power started to work. And it started to bring you out of the world.
Amen.
Out of your shell.
Amen.
Out of your old deeds.
Hallelujah.
And you become a new creation.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
But how it started? With the thirst in your heart.
Amen.
Very simple thing.
Amen.
Never neglect it.
Amen.
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 Satan wants to come to you and it's nothing. It's nothing. They just say, you know, what is it to give the heart to the Lord? It's just a simple thing. But it's the still small voice.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is gentleman. Amen. Amen. When you receive Him, when you are obedient to God's word, God is obligated to reveal more.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Do you believe that?
Amen.
So this Samaritan woman one day, you know, her life was so heavy. She didn't understand why it is happening to me. Why I don't have a family. Why I don't have one husband. Why my life is so unclean. But praise the Lord, God had a plan. Because before she started towards that well, you know, you can read it yourself in John chapter 4. The Lord Jesus Christ had a desire to go through Samaria. Aren't you happy for that? God had a desire to go through Avoca. And He used Brother Cheslin. He used Brother Andrew. And maybe in a little bit, He will use Daniel today. But I believe He is here. He is still passing by. He is still seeking for His sons and daughters. And because there was a daughter in Samaria, the woman that thought so low about herself, she was so depressed. Her life was so marred. She couldn't straighten it out. You know, the Pharisees told her, tell me, tell your life story. Tell all the details. Amen? That's what Satan wants. You know, he wants you to repeat it over and over again, but no solution. But our Lord, He wants you to come with an open heart, with a humble heart, and He will make your life straight. Can you say amen? So before she started to go to draw a natural water, you know, Jesus said to the disciples, today, my brothers, we will go through Samaria. And I want you to recognize they were Jews. They were full-blooded Jews. And the Jews has nothing to do with Samaritans. Do you know why? Because Samaritans, they were mixed. They were half Jews and half Gentiles. Their blood was not pure. So that's why they looked upon Samaritans, you know, oh, lower race. Lower race. And they hated Samaritans so much that the history tells us that when they were going from Judea to Galilee, they would make a big bypass. I would show it on the map, but I don't have it here. You know, a big bypass. They would first go to Jericho and then along the river and then go to Galilee. But the shortest way was through Samaria. But they would go one day longer just to feel better. We are Jews. We are so proud we're Jews. We are message believers. Bring it home. Brothers and sisters, hallelujah. It doesn't mean nothing.
Amen.
Amen. We become the message. Let us be the message of the hour. Because what is the message of the hour? Christ Himself.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So can you imagine the Lord Jesus is having 12 disciples and He's saying, today we're going through Samaria. And those disciples, they were Jews. They were saying, hey, Master, maybe we didn't understand you. You know, Samaritans, they are the lower caste. You know, they are no good people. But aren't you happy for our Lord?
Amen.
He looked beyond your fault.
Amen.
And saw your need.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you were in the lowest part of your life, He didn't say you're no good. But He looked beyond that.
Amen.
And He saw the seed of God in your life.
Amen.
And He said, that's my son. That's my daughter. I'm going to make sure I'm going to come to her. Amen. Because no one of us was searching for God. It is God searching for us. And it's God is still searching for us. And He placed the thirst in your life. To thirst after Him. So that's a powerful thing. And when these two omnipotent powers meet, amen, the thirst in you and the thirst in God, you are thirsting for God and God is thirsting for you. Amen. God is incomplete without you.
Amen.
And you are no good without Him.
Amen.
But when you connect with Him, you become like God almost. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they are going through Samaria. You know, no doubt the disciples, they were a little bit looking, you know, they were strange land, you know, strange people. And they come to the Jacob's well. Right at the time. And then they go to buy some food. And Jesus said, let me sit here. I will wait. You go. I will wait here. Do you believe He knew she's coming? He was an almighty God. He knew that someone will come. And the Lord Jesus Christ, do you believe He's here tonight? He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be there. He's here tonight. He's still sitting by the well. And He's waiting for someone to come because He knew someone will be coming. Amen. Because all that the Father gave me, they will come to me. And here comes this woman with a pot to draw water from the well. And she's constantly thinking and Satan is telling, oh, your life, you will never have a peace. You will never have a real husband. You will never really have your family. Amen. That's the devil. He is a destroyer. He comes so innocent. He comes with something fleshy, but it will catch your life. It will make you addicted to things. Amen. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? And these spirits are still living. Amen. It tries to get on me. Amen. Sometimes I have a phone and I found myself too busy. You know, one time, there was a time in our marriage that something was going on. And, you know, we were too much on our smartphone. We are not doing a wrong thing. We are just texting there and looking there. And I said one day, honey, let's put it away. Let's not take it to our bedrooms. Amen. We will leave it out. But here we will have a fellowship. We will pray together. We will sing together. I want to tell you, our marriage turned another way. Amen. We started to be more joyful. Amen. Amen. We started to experience the presence of God more and more. Just the simple things. Amen. I'm not telling you throw your phones away. No. But just you are here to control it. Amen. Not the phone is not controlling you. You are the son of God and a daughter of God. You can control this thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. So this woman was coming with the pot. All these questions in her head, brothers and sisters, and Jesus was waiting for her. Hallelujah. She had a thirst. The thirst brought her to that well. The thirst brought you here. Amen. But it wasn't the final point. The thirst was leading you somewhere. To meet with the person. Hallelujah. With the one that gave that thirst in your life. Amen. Amen. And here was this man. And the woman came. And Jesus said, give me a drink. Give me a drink. So this woman looked at him and she recognized he's a Jew. You look like a Jew. Why you being a Jew? Ask me, Samaritan woman, for a drink. Don't you know we have nothing to do together? Don't you know we have nothing in common? Don't you know we are, you know, enemies to each other? In other words, amen? You are a Jew. You are a higher caste. We are outcast. But she didn't know. It's the God himself. God veiled in flesh. Amen. He didn't come to save only Jews. Amen. He came to save the family of God. That's why he came here and sent the message of the hour to save the family of God. Because the family of God is here in Ireland. It's in Poland. It's in Czech Republic. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You want to... And he told her, if you would know what kind of water I can give to you. I have another kind of water. Brother Jesse, praise the Lord. Amen. She came for natural water. She came to this well. She thought, I have a pot. I put it down. I bring the water and now I will quench the thirst. But now she was at the crucial point of her life. She met with a person that can quench the thirsting of her soul. Her life had no meaning, but someone was there to change her life. Amen. She was ashamed of herself. Amen. That's why she came to draw water alone with no other women. But there was a man. Hallelujah. And the same man is here today. Do you believe it?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To make the story shorter, you know, if you would know, give me a drink. How come you ask me? You Jew. I am a Samaritan woman. How come you ask me for water? If you would know about the water I can give you, it will become, you will never come back here to draw water, because it will become a living water inside of you. It will be coming out of you. That's the water I have. You know, see what she was thinking with the natural thoughts. You don't have even a pot and you want to give me water? But he was talking about another kind of water. Today we are talking about another kind of water. We're not talking about this. We're talking about spiritual water. Do you believe God still has a spiritual water to quench your heart's desire? Amen. Praise the Lord. He's still the same God.
Hallelujah.
Finally, she said, she got interested. Amen. First thing we do, we get interested. When we follow the thirst, when we open our hearts and focus, Brothers and sisters, we get interested in what is being preached. Amen. You listen closely. And the woman said, give me this water. Give me this water. Is that your desire?
Amen.
Do you want the Lord Jesus Christ to give you the living water?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, and the Lord Jesus, you know, that's what the word does. It comes to us like a two-edged sword. Amen. It's sharper than the two-edged sword. Because the Lord Jesus said, call your husband. And that was your problem. Too many husbands. He didn't say, okay. He went right to the point. Amen.
Exactly.
The word of God comes to your life.
Yeah.
And said, that sin, you need to put it away.
Yeah.
I have a new life for you.
Amen.
You know, Satan, he wants to tap you on the back and said, it's okay. It's okay. You can be a halfway Christian. It's okay. You know, don't take it too serious. You know, everything is easy. You know, Laodicea is easy age. Do you have a microwave back home? How many of you have a microwave? You have a microwave? You know, you come with your plate, you put the potatoes in, 1 minute, and it's hot. And we say, why it takes so long? Amen? That's the age we're living in. We drive with cars, we come to the red light. My goodness, 20 seconds. Why it's so long? Amen? We constantly run out of time. Anybody can say amen? That's the spirit. That's the world we're living in. But brothers and sisters, the message came to tell you, you're not of this world. You're not from this world. We come from God and we are going back to God. There is something more for us than this world that we live in here. Amen. And the message came to give you the reality. To quench the thirst that you had in your life. To lift you up and say, we are here for another purpose. We are here to give praises to our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And sing with me, how great is our God. He's the same God, amen. He was sitting there by the well in the flesh of the Lord Jesus Christ. But He is here today. Can you say amen? He's here in the fullness of His Holy Spirit. The same God. This God was searching for His daughter. Today, the Holy Spirit is searching for God's daughters and sons and daughters, sons and daughters of God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Call your husband.
Amen.
He came right to the point. Call your husband. And she went through her life and she told the truth. She said, I have no husband. Wow. I have no husband. But this strange man said, you said the truth. You had five. And the one you live with is not your husband. Now she got astonished. This man knows about my life. How come he knows? I don't know him. He's a stranger. How come he know I had five husbands? How come he knows what is the situation of my life now that I live with someone that is not my husband? She got, you know, something in her. Amen. It didn't scare her. But if she got interested, who is this man? He's talking about the living water. My thirst, I was thirsting for a natural water. But here, something else is going on. Amen. God was speaking to her heart. And today God is speaking to your heart. Amen. That's why we are here. Because we are thirsting for God.
Amen.
And only God can satisfy the thirst that is placed in our hearts.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God was satisfying the thirst that was in the heart of this woman.
Amen.
Aren't you happy for that?
Amen.
You know, when Pharisees looked at this woman, they saw darkness, and they said, no good, you are no good. But when Jesus looked upon her, He looked beyond the flesh. He looked beyond the spirit and He looked down to her heart. And down in her heart, there was a little bitty of light. Praise the Lord. And Jesus was rejoicing. Father, I thank you that you revealed it to me. That's your daughter. Hallelujah. And you know, when you bring something into the light, what is greater, darkness or light? What is more powerful?
Light
is more powerful. Amen. When there is a darkness outside, you know, the deacons don't come to the to this place, you know, when you have a supposedly you have a meeting in the night and just trying to push away the darkness, you know, let's push away the darkness. No, that's not, it doesn't work like that. It's more simple than that. Someone put a light here and wires and there is a switch. So Brother Wilmore comes and there was a man that can turn on the light and he clicks. And the current starts to flow and the light starts to glow. And you know, tell me, where is the darkness? The light overcame the darkness. So that's what I want to say. If you let the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, He will overcome the darkness. He will fight your battles. He will be your victory. Amen. From glory to glory. From glory to glory. Amen. That's how simple it is. But Satan wants to tell you, oh, it's very complicated. Like, he's a liar. He wants to tell you it's so complicated to drink water. You don't know where this water is going. Do you know? What is happening in your stomach with this water? Do you know? Do you know the, all the chemical process that is going in your body? You don't know, but you drink it, right? Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
God gave you thirst. So you take the water and you say, thank you, Lord, for water.
Hallelujah.
Ah, hallelujah. Can you say with me? Amen. Praise the Lord. And you drink it. So simple. You say, thank you, Lord, for water. And the same it is with spiritual water. I want to encourage you, young people, children. If God speaks to your heart, open your heart, open this bottle, open this spiritual bottle and say, Lord Jesus, I want a drink of you. I want to take a drink of you. I want to give you my life. I want to give you my time. I want to live for you. Is that your desire? Maybe you were wandering somewhere. Maybe you were all that you were doing was just chatting on your phone. And maybe listening to some music and thought that that will make your life, you know, more prospering. Jesus Christ will make your life prosper.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because this woman said, I perceive you are the prophet. How come you know how many husbands I have? You told the truth, Jesus said. Amen. You told the truth. He was taking this woman, you know, the scripture says, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free.
Amen.
I will be closing soon, okay? But it's a simple message. I trust it's for someone, but the Holy Spirit was placing it heavily upon my heart.
Amen.
Just to get the simplicity of God.
Amen.
How God can get a hold of our lives. And if we say yes and open up, He will lead you on. Amen. The same Holy Spirit is here to lead you on. This woman, she didn't know how to make her life straight. Pharisees gave up, Sadducees gave up, but the Lord Jesus Christ didn't give up.
Amen.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Hallelujah.
She was ashamed before to meet with anybody because of her life. But after meeting Jesus Christ, hallelujah, she ran to the city and she said, come and see the man that told me all about my life. Amen. She was a changed woman. She was not ashamed, but the truth set her free. Maybe somebody asked, is this the same woman? Yes, it was. But now she was happy. Amen. Her sins were forgiven. Brothers and sisters, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know the story of Samaritan woman. We read it many times. When I will get to heaven, I would like to meet that sister because the Bible doesn't even tell her name. We don't know the color of her eyes. We don't know what kind of color of hair she had. But I want to tell her, sister, your life story, the way you met with Jesus, your life story had a meaning in my life. It changed my life. It gave me faith that if Jesus Christ could change your life, He can change my life. Because I feel the same pull that this message, the word of God is for me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Is that your desire?
Amen.
To receive Him tonight.
Amen.
To open up your heart. And like the prophet, maybe you think, you know, I will do this and I will do that. I will be a cowboy. I will be a movie star. I will be a singing star. But you know, our hero is the Lord Jesus Christ. You will be a Lord Jesus star. Hallelujah. You will be called a Mrs. Jesus. Amen. You will inherit eternal life. Amen. Praise the Lord. You will be a real gentleman. You will be a real lady. Amen. You will be the best husband. Hallelujah. You will be a best wife. Do you know that the best people are in the message of the hour? Can you say amen? They don't cheat. They don't lie. They always bring happiness. They always bring help to some other. Amen. Aren't you happy for brothers and sisters? Aren't you happy for your pastor? For someone that comes your way, and when you are down, he comes, brother, why you are so sad? Maybe you say, praise the Lord. Can you say, praise the Lord? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And he smiles. You know, maybe I told you the testimony before, but one day I was really down. And I was at my work, and from the very beginning, the day started, you know, everything was just going opposite direction. So I was in a very bad mood. And you know, I went to buy a sandwich to the store because I was hungry. So I'm crossing the street, and there was a brother from the church that is going, you know, opposite. So I just wanted to bypass him a little bit, but I couldn't. He saw me already. And the brother just had a wonderful time. I mean, he was shining. He was just, Brother Daniel. So here I was. He said, hello. He said, yeah, how are you? How are you? You know, he shaked my hand and he said, well, I had better days than this, but it's okay. I'm fine. He said, Brother Daniel, you seem like you're sad. Say praise the Lord. Praise the Hallelujah. This brother told me, say praise the Lord. And we are in the middle of the street, you know, there in the city. I said, it's stupid. He's asking me to say praise the Lord. I am not in a mood to say praise the Lord. So this brother, you know, he was a real brother to me. He said, Brother Daniel, say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I said, praise the Lord. He said, tell it one or two, three times. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, let's say it one more time. Say praise the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, I repeat it after him maybe 20 times. I guarantee you, after a 10th time, I started to feel better. And later on, we were standing on the street like this with Brother George. And we said, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I want you to grasp the simplicity of God. Sometimes the Satan wants to tell you it's so complicated to change the situation. You will never be able to change it. It's that simple. How to quench the thirst. Amen. Did you learn the lesson? When you have a troubles, when something comes your way, come to the Lord and say, Lord, here am I. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to give you my heart. I'm going to say how great you are. I'm going to say how wonderful you are. You are my redeemer. You are my peace giver. You will give me my husband. You will give me my wife. Whatever I have need in my life, you will give it to me because you know the best. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He will make smile on your face because you are the most happy people. You know, people are so heavy laden today because we have to work more. We have to earn more money. We have so many cares of life. Amen. Am I talking to anybody else? We have such a big school program. We have so many of homework. Amen. But our Heavenly Father knows all about it. Hallelujah. Bring it to Him and say, here am I. I am here to worship you, Lord. I came to this camp to worship you. Because I want you, Lord, to make my life more prosper than until this time. Is that your desire? Praise the Lord. God is still meeting with His daughters and sons. Can we stand to our feet? Maybe you want to close your eyes. And maybe when somebody is here that wants to raise up your hand, when the Holy Spirit is here and you say, want to say, oh Lord, I am here to give you my life. I want to give you my time. Maybe there is someone that never gave your life to the Lord and you feel the Holy Spirit is talking to you and you want to say, Lord, I want to give my life to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is anybody here that never gave your life to the Lord? And you want to say, here am I. I want to receive the Lord Jesus into my heart. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. May God bless you. May God bless you. Little sister, may God bless you. Heavenly Father sees your hand. He knows your heart's desire. Young man, may God bless you. May God bless you. Open up your heart. May God bless you, young man. Praise the Lord. Do you believe the Holy Spirit is here? Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord.
Amen.
I will ask the musicians to play some worship song. Lord, we are here gathered in your name.
Amen.
I don't know why you place this simple subject on my heart, Father. Maybe there is someone here, Lord, like this Samaritan woman. Maybe someone that never knew you before, but you worked and your presence worked upon the hearts of these young men and young ladies. Lord, they raised their hands and they want to receive you into your heart, into their hearts, Father. Lord, I want you to come and dwell there, Father. Take them to yourself, Lord. Reveal yourself to them more and more. Lord, we thank you for this time that we have. Father, we thank you for the simplicity of your word. We thank you that you gave us a control tower. And when we are thirsting naturally, we just take the water and we drink because you placed it inside of us. But we thank you for a spiritual water. That when there is something in our lives, we know that we can come to you, Lord, and take a fresh drink of the spiritual water. And this spiritual water will change our lives. It will change our way of walking. It will change our way of talking, Father. Lord, bless us, Father, and change us from the inside. Father, we are here to worship you, to raise up our hands and say how wonderful you are. How grateful you are. How great you are, Father. You are transforming us from the inside. It's the power of transformation. That's what we heard this morning, Lord. You are here, present, Father. Your Holy Spirit is brooding among us, Father. We thank you for that. Bless my brothers. Bless all the young people, Lord. Bless the young sisters. Bless the young brothers, Lord. Bless the children, Lord. Father, we commit them to your hands. Lead them and guide them into all truth. We love you, Father. We give you honor and praise. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Don't you love the Lord Jesus? Don't you love him? Do you believe that he is here? Hallelujah. Is it complicated to serve him? It's very simple. Open up your heart and invite him to your heart. Hallelujah. Do you want to invite him to your heart? Do you want to invite him to your heart? Do you know that song, Be Still? I love that song. Be still for the presence of the Lord. C, key of C.
Be still for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One. Come bow before him now, his reverence and fear. In him no sin is found. We stand on holy ground. Be still for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One is here.
Do you believe the Holy One is here? Do you believe the Creator of heaven and earth is here? Let us pray together. And if anyone never gave your life to the Lord, If you want to come forward and be prayed for, I believe the Holy Spirit is here. If you have that desire, don't push it away. Just come to the Lord Jesus. Give Him your life. He will open up to you. Amen. We will sing, Brother George, some worship song. While we will sing, we are standing on holy ground. On holy ground. If anybody wants a prayer, you can come forward. And I know that there are angels
burn on, burn on, my Lord. Burn on, burn on, burn on, burn on, burn on, my Lord Jesus. Oh, fire of God, burn on. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Amen.
How many of you can say, thank you, Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We worship you, Father. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are thankful for His presence. We thank you for the simplicity of the word. Never lose it. Never forget it. You that have been prayed for. Just when you go to your room, just meditate on these things. Amen. And thank the Lord for touching your life. Amen. And follow that thirst. Follow that desire. Amen. Let not the devil come and take it away from you. Amen. But just stick it there and wait upon the Lord. Because that's that wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength. May the Lord bless you. You're a wonderful group of people. I believe we are the redeemed ones. Do you feel like traveling on? Do you have that song? I feel like traveling on.
I feel like traveling on. No pain nor death can enter. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling home. Yes, I feel like traveling home. My heavenly home is bright and clear. I feel like traveling home. Its glittering clouds, the sun outshine. I feel like traveling home. That heavenly mansion shall be mine. I feel like traveling home. Yes, I feel like traveling home. Yes, I feel like traveling home. My heavenly home is bright and fair.
I bless you, brother.
What could be better than that, saints? You know, imagine, remember when you gave your heart to the Lord. It was from that time, and Amen. Things have never been the same. Your brother Daniel was saying maybe he preached too simply, friends. That's the Lord said amen to his preaching.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost came down to say amen to the preaching. Another person wants to be baptized. Friends, that's a wonderful thing. You'll find sometimes the darkness, like brother Daniel was saying, hovers over someone's life and tries to hold them back. But the preaching of the word, it casts out evil spirits. It scatters that darkness. And then people start seeing it clearly, the way that it really is. And someone realizes, but why? Why am I not giving my heart to the Lord? And now for the first time, they make that commitment. Or someone says, I've been hesitating to be baptized. I've been putting it off. And then you find the Lord comes in His time, and He works in His simplicity. And He brings you to yourself. And you see exactly what it is that you're supposed to do. Now I just encourage every one of those people, just continue to follow. The Lord never calls us to look back. Don't look back.
Amen.
No, there's no reverse in the kingdom of God. Just keep moving forward. If you've accepted the Lord, go and be baptized. If you're feeling to be baptized, go and be baptized. If you've been baptized in water, seek the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Just let the Lord keep taking you on and on and on. And it'll never end. What a blessed thing. So thank you so much, brother, for being faithful to the leadership of the Holy Ghost. That's the greatest thing you can ever desire in the life of somebody when they minister. You know, we always think this, but the Lord, He knows better. So we were so blessed, appreciated the word this evening. Let's ask Brother Clayton to come and dismiss us in a word of prayer. And God bless you richly, saints. Let's get a good rest tonight. It's been a wonderful time in His presence. And may the Lord bless your sleep, bless your rest, bless you tonight. And may tomorrow be a wonderful day in the Lord.
Let's pray.
Amen.
Our dear Heavenly Father,
hallelujah.
Lord, you are still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we feel your presence in our midst. And Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for touching our hearts.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for passing by. And Lord, we just want to thank you for these ones that have given over their lives to you, Father.
Amen.
And we pray that, Lord Jesus, you help them. Amen. And Lord Jesus, may you lead them along the way, Father. They have just entered into a war zone, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
The enemy will not let it like that.
Amen.
The enemy will try to come and continue saying it's complicated,
Amen.
Father. But Lord Jesus, you are God of the simplicity.
Yes.
May you continue, Lord Jesus, giving them the message of simplicity, Father, that it's simple. It's simple to follow me. It's simple to come this way, O God Almighty. And I pray, Father, that may you bless them, O God Almighty. Yes. And I pray, Father, that may you bless everyone that is here, Father. Even those that are watching online, Father, may you touch them also, Father. May you bless them, O God Almighty. May you bless even the other youth that are not here, Father. Some, Lord God Almighty, that the enemy whispered to them that it's complicated. But we are telling them that, Lord God Almighty, it's not complicated. And we are telling the devil that it's not complicated. And Father, we just want to say thank you tonight for the powerful service, for coming our way, and praying that, Lord Jesus, you continue to bless us, Father, throughout these meetings. We pray, Father, as we dismiss, that may you go with us even to our rooms. May you bless our fellowship. May you bless in our rooms, Heavenly Father. May you bless, Father, the meditation of our hearts, O God Almighty. And I pray, Father, even give us a good rest until tomorrow, Lord God Almighty, when we meet again for a service unto thee, Father. We thank you, Father, for this time. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen, saints. God bless. Let's dismiss. Let's sing that song. I have decided to follow Jesus. Amen. Is it not wonderful when you can put your name there? Now, look in that. When we look at the words of that song, can you put yourself there? And when you sing these words, can you say, that's been fulfilled inside of my life? You are the most blessed of the blessed if you've decided to follow Jesus. And no turning back. Let's keep pressing on. God bless as we dismiss with this song.
Follow you, Lord.